Hey, Jug, good morning.
Hey, this is Dave Haywood. Is this Tony?
This is Drew and Tori.
Tori.
Yep.
Sorry. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I read my sheet wrong. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you are not the first one to do that.
Let me look at my sheet again. It says Drew and Tony on my sheet. You can't get mad at me.
Oh, you're not?
No,
hey,
it's fine. You know what, Dave? If that's what you want me to go by from now on, that's what I'll go by.
Brett Young was one time looking us in the eye and said, Drew and Tony.
I know you guys now, but on my sheet of paper I'm staring at, I'm so sorry. It has those names wrong.
We've been called worse things, Dave. It's fine.
Here you go.
How are you doing, Dave? That's the major question, because major things are happening for Lady Antebellum in 2019.
I'm doing good, man. I'm kind of loading up my guitars and heading to rehearsal. We're picking up, you know, rehearsing for our Vegas residency. So it's going well, man. We're kicking off the year with a bang and looking forward to being out there.
The residency is called Lady Antebellum, Our Kind of Vegas. Now, what is Lady Antebellum's Kind of Vegas? When you guys are there, what's it going to be like?
It's really fun. We're at a theater at the Palms, so it's this cool theater that's brand new. And we're actually, I think, the first country artist to be in there doing a residency, which is really neat as well. But we're able to kind of have a more intimate show. There's definitely going to be some big production moments. You know, we've got our horns coming and some fun things, but it allows us to kind of feel like we're at the Ryman and tell stories about how we started. You know, we began as a writing trio and talking about that and how we started off just kind of writing songs, and Lady A was a side project. So it'll give us the chance to tell those early stories, walk through the early days of Lady A and how we got to where we are today.
You guys started in, was it Charles's Grand Cherokee, right? At Cherokee?
We did, yeah, the Grand Cherokee, and worked our way up to a Winnebago, and then a little minivan, and just all kinds of little levels before we got to actually touring on a bigger scale.
I used to love watching your video series that you would do on the road. That was one of
thank
my first
you.
Introductions to Lady Antebellum.
Oh, thank you. You're kind. Yeah, we called them Webisode Wednesdays, but we would put up videos every week on Wednesday that we would take throughout our early touring years. But yeah, you know, we've got a lot of that old footage, and we're finding some cool ways to actually incorporate that into the Vegas show. So again, we wanted to kind of just tell the story of Lady A, as opposed to just a highly produced show where it's in and out. You know, we want to have some intimate moments to really tell the story, because it's hard to do that at a big amphitheater or a big arena, you know, with a larger crowd. So this kind of theater-sized crowd gives us that flexibility to do that.
You guys were like the first celebrities, musicians to start documenting and posting those. Like, you guys are like the first ones before it was commonplace.
We were doing it all on a video camera. So we had a camcorder that we traveled with, and we just felt like, I don't know what we were thinking, but we were like, we got to document our journey and be able to show people. I mean, the internet was kind of sort of still new, and we were like, we got to just use our camcorder and put together videos, and we had a guy that would help do that. And now you can just Instastory everything and it takes 2 seconds. But, you know, 12, 13 years ago, it was a bit of a process. But that was important to show the behind the scenes of getting a record deal, going around on a radio tour and writing music, and how we did all that early on.
Tori and I talk a lot on the show about an artist's career song, the song that really set him apart from everyone. Do the three of you have a common career song that you think is the one that got you going?
The one that did it?
Yeah, I mean, Need You Now opened a ton of doors. I mean, I Run to You was our first number one. So that kind of busted down, I think, a lot of the country doors, and touring started to increase. But, you know, I mean, it's just hard to deny what Need You Now did for us. I mean, that song traveled the world to places I had to pull the map out and look up where they were. I mean, it really went around the world quick, and that was just crazy to hear it on pop radio and different stations, which we didn't even plan for any of that, and then to be able to win awards like Grammys and things just for that song. So that one really busted it wide open. When we tour internationally to this day, that's kind of the main song that they really got to hear in different markets around the world. So that, you know, it's such a special moment. We've talked about how in the world can you ever recreate that? And, you know, I don't know if you ever can, but gosh, what a joy to be able to have a song that did that for us.
So you guys are going to be in Vegas for February, May, and August, several dates over the course of those months. When Lady Antebellum is in Vegas, when we go, we always have to go to Wahlburgers. We have certain things we do.
Yeah.
What are the other things you guys have to do?
We are taking our kids, so we have been looking up places and things to do with kids, like some of the parks and you know, some of the areas outside. But, you know, we're going to have a few nights where, you know, all three of us will stay out after the show and you know, probably go play some blackjack. The three of us love to eat at some of the restaurants out there, too. They have such great food.
If you need babysitters, we're just a five-hour drive away. So give us five hours notice, and we will watch all of the Lady A kids.
You got it. I'll give you a 2 weeks notice. So come on out. We're ready for you. Opening night.
Awesome, man. It's coming up. February 8th is the first show. Get tickets to all of the shows at LadyAntebellum.com. And Dave, we are so excited that you guys are to the point where you get the residency. Garth Brooks has been there, George Strait, and now Lady Antebellum.
Thank you, man. What a collection of names to be in. And it's a marquee moment for us. You know, this is a big kind of crowning achievement that we're proud to hang our hats upon, to be out there and have a catalog of music to support that. So thank you for the support over the years, and we're looking forward to it.